All right, welcome back to the deep dive. Today we're diving into something pretty fundamental to how we deal with, all the data that's kind of exploding around us. We're going to be going deep on keeping database views up to date. So, if you've ever worked with databases, you know that views are basically these like custom lenses on your data-specific perspectives you create through queries. But the question is, what happens when the raw data under those lenses, starts changing all the time, constantly rerunning those queries from scratch? Especially on massive data sets, with frequent updates, that just becomes a huge bottleneck, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that inefficiency of recomputing those views every time the underlying data changes is really the problem we're trying to address here. If you think about it, in large data warehouses or real-time analytics systems, the data is just constantly in motion. If we had to reprocess these complex joins and aggregations every time even a small update comes through, the resources we would need would just be astronomical, and the time it would take to get those insights would just be totally unacceptable. So that's exactly where this idea, incremental view maintenance, IVM, comes in.
Okay, so IVM, incremental view maintenance, I mean, the name kind of hints at it, but what's the core idea here?
So IVM is really about updating a view, but doing it efficiently. And it does that by focusing on just the changes, the deltas in the underlying data. So rather than, reprocessing the entire database every time, an IVM system figures out how those data modifications actually affect the existing view, and then it only updates those parts of the view that need to be changed. So the goal here is to have a much faster update process, especially when those changes are relatively small compared to the total size of the database.
So it's kind of like if you have like a super detailed map, right? And then a new road gets built. You're just going to update the map in that one specific area instead of like redrawing the entire thing from scratch.
Yeah, that's a great way to think about it. So the query that defines the view, that's like the instructions for drawing that map. And then the database itself, that's the land, right? And so when the land gets a new road, which would be like a data change, IVM helps us figure out the minimum amount of redrawing, the minimum amount of view updates we need to do to keep our map accurate.
Gotcha. Now, for this deep dive, we've been taking a look at this really interesting research paper. It's called DBSP, Automatic Incremental View Maintenance for Rich Query Languages. It seems to offer this like really innovative approach to thinking about IVM. Can you tell us a little about this DBSP framework? What's their approach?
Sure. So what I think is really interesting about DBSP, which stands for Database Stream Processor, is that it takes this completely new perspective on IVM by borrowing ideas from signal processing and electrical engineering. So instead of thinking about how the output of a query changes, when its input data changes, which is kind of a more traditional approach to IVM, DBSP actually models these database changes as continuous streams of data over time. So imagine the entire history of all the transactions in the database as this like never-ending sequence, a stream of events.
A stream of changes. Okay, yeah, I can picture that. Like this constant feed of updates coming in.
Exactly. So in this stream-based world, DBSP introduces these two really fundamental operators: stream differentiation, which they represent as D, and stream integration, which they represent as I. Okay, so think of it this way. If you have a series of like snapshots of your database over time, like if you took a picture of your database every hour, then stream differentiation would be kind of like looking at those pictures side by side and just noting what changed between each of those pictures. It gives you a stream of those changes or those differences. And mathematically, if we say DBT is the database at a specific time, T, then the change at that time, delta DBT, would be DBT minus DBT1.
And stream integration is like the reverse of that, right? So it's basically putting all those changes back together so you can kind of see the state of the database at any point in time.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So stream integration, that I operator, it takes that stream of changes and then reconstructs the database snapshot at any given time by kind of accumulating all the changes that have happened up to that point. So DBT would be like the cumulative sum of all the delta DBi from the beginning of time up to that time trail.
Okay, so I'm with you so far. So how does thinking about changes as these streams, how does that actually help us keep the views updated?
Yeah, so this is where it gets really cool. DBSP introduces this idea of lifting a query, which they represent as this up arrow AQ. So imagine that your regular query is like a recipe for making a cake, and your database is kind of like the ingredients for the cake. Lifting that query would be like applying that same cake recipe to every single version of the ingredients as they change over time. So if you add more flour, you take out some sugar, the lifted query tells you what the cake, which is the view, would look like at each of those states, right? So it gives you this stream of different versions of the cake. So basically, this lifted query operates on the stream of database snapshots and then produces a corresponding stream of view snapshots.
Right. Okay. So you're basically applying that same logic to every single point in that database's history.
Exactly. And then DBSP defines the incremental version of a query, which they call Q delta, as D composed with a Q composed with I. So DRAQEII. So let's break that down a little bit. So we start with the stream of database changes, delta DB. We integrate it so we conceptually get the full database snapshots. And then we apply our lifted query to that stream of database states to get a stream of view states. And then finally, we differentiate that resulting stream of view states to just get the stream of changes to the view, delta V. So the output of this whole process is just those changes in the view.
Okay. So conceptually, we're still kind of like going through that full database history, but the final result that we're interested in is just how the view itself is actually changing.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the paper does point out that directly applying this definition by performing, you know, the full integration at each step, that would be really computationally expensive. So the real power of DBSP is in the algebraic properties of this delta transformation. And these properties allow them to optimize that execution so that you can directly compute those changes to the view based on the changes to the database without needing to reconstruct the entire database at each step.
Gotcha. So it sounds like this is really like a fundamental shift in how we approach IBM. So where does this kind of incremental maintenance really, really shine? Like, what are the key areas where it would actually be used?
I think one of the great things about IVM, and particularly the way that DBSP is going about it with this emphasis on generality, is that it has very broad applicability. So
yeah.
Any system that maintains materialized views, those pre-calculated query results, or really any kind of derived data that needs to stay, you know, synchronized with its source data can benefit from this. And this, you know, obviously includes the core of database management systems themselves.
Yeah, of course, databases. That makes sense. But where else would we actually see this in action? Like, give us some examples.
Sure. So think about data warehousing or business intelligence systems. These often involve very complex aggregations of reports, right? And they're built from huge amounts of transactional data. So as new transactions come in, IBM allows those summaries and those reports to be updated very efficiently without having to recrunch all that historical data. Real-time analytics platforms, that's another really crucial area, because here you're often dealing with, you know, these continuous streams of information, and you need to be able to generate insights with as little delay as possible. So DBSP's ability to handle these rich query languages, you know, things like nested data structures, aggregations, even recursive queries, that opens up the possibility of applying IVM in much more complex scenarios than we've been able to do before.
Yeah. Now, the paper mentions some specific examples like keeping the transitive closure of a graph up to date. Can you explain like why IVM is so helpful in that particular case?
Yeah, absolutely. So imagine you have something like a social network, right? Or a network of dependencies between different software components. The transitive closure of that network tells you all the indirect connections. So, you know, who's a friend of a friend, or what software ultimately depends on another piece of software. If you add or remove a single connection in that network, say a new friendship is formed or a dependency is removed, recomputing that entire transitive closure from scratch across a massive network, that can just be incredibly resource intensive. But IVM and DBSP specifically can intelligently update that transitive closure by only considering the impact of that one single change. So it's very efficiently adding or removing those newly implied indirect connections. And that kind of speed improvement, it's not just about saving time, right? It actually enables near real-time analysis, these network relationships, which just wouldn't be feasible otherwise.
Yeah, wow, that's a really powerful example. What about those streaming data scenarios you mentioned? Can you go into a little more detail on that?
Sure. So in streaming data environments, like we were saying, you're constantly receiving this flow of new information,
yeah.
Right? And you often need to maintain running calculations or analyze data within specific time windows. So for example, calculating the average website traffic over, say, the last minute. So as new data points are coming into the stream, IVM lets you update those aggregations, those windowed results incrementally without having to reprocess the entire stream within that window every single time. So that low latency updating It's really crucial for applications like fraud detection, real-time monitoring, personalized recommendations, things like that. And, you know, like we mentioned before, DBSP even provides a framework for handling more complex recursive queries within those streaming contexts.
Okay. So IVM, especially with this DBSP framework, sounds like a huge step forward. But before we get too far into that, what were some of the more traditional ways that people tried to tackle this problem? Like, what are some of the alternatives to incremental view maintenance?
Sure. Well, the most straightforward, though often the least efficient approach is just recomputation from scratch, like we talked about at the beginning. So every time the underlying data changes, you just rerun the query that defines the view on the entire updated data set. And the drawbacks here are, you know, pretty obvious. You have significant performance overhead, especially when you're dealing with large data sets and frequent updates, leading to slow response times, high resource consumption, and, you know, all those problems.
Makes sense. What else have people tried?
So another way to kind of categorize these view maintenance strategies is to distinguish between eager and lazy approaches. So IVM, like we've been talking about, generally falls into that eager category, which means that the view is updated proactively as soon as changes occur in the base data. So it's always kept relatively up to date. Lazy approaches, on the other hand, they only compute the view when it's actually requested. Now, while this can save on some upfront maintenance costs, it can lead to pretty significant delays when somebody tries to access the view because it has to be computed on the fly at that point.
Gotcha. So it's kind of like that trade-off between, you know, immediate readiness versus on-demand calculation.
Exactly, yeah. And then in traditional relational database systems, you know, triggers are a very common mechanism for view maintenance. So triggers are basically these snippets of procedural code that get automatically executed by the database whenever a specific data modification event occurs. So things like a row is inserted, deleted, or updated in a table that the view depends on. So you can write this trigger code to update the materialized view whenever those underlying tables get changed.
Right. So that sounds like a workable solution. What are some of the potential downsides of relying on triggers, though?
Well, triggers can be effective for simpler view maintenance tasks, but they can become quite difficult to manage and maintain for more complex views. You know, the logic for updating the view is often embedded within that trigger code, which would be hard to understand, hard to debug, and hard to modify, especially that the definition of that view changes over time. And then ensuring that the triggers are correct across all the different possible update scenarios, that could be a real challenge as well. And then, you know, on top of that, poorly designed triggers can actually introduce pretty significant performance overhead themselves if they're not carefully optimized.
Okay, so it sounds like triggers offer this more manual and event-driven approach as opposed to this more declarative and potentially more automated approach that DBSP is going for with IVM.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. With DBSP, you're providing a more declarative way to define the view, and then the framework automatically derives that underlying incremental maintenance logic. So this can potentially lead to you know, more robust and easier to manage systems.
Gotcha. Okay. So we've covered what IVM is, where it's applicable, some alternatives. Let's dive into the pros and cons here. What are the main advantages and disadvantages of using incremental view maintenance?
Okay, so let's start with the pros, the clear advantages. So the biggest one is performance efficiency. You know, by processing only the changes, the computational cost is dramatically reduced compared to recomputing everything from scratch, especially when those changes are relatively small compared to the total amount of data that you have. And, you know, like we mentioned before, the paper actually highlights potential speedups by a factor of, you know, the size of the database divided by the size of the changes. So, you know, to put that in perspective, imagine you have this massive data warehouse with billions of records, right? And then only, you know, a few thousand records actually change overnight. IVM could potentially update the relevant views hundreds of thousands of times faster than recomputing from scratch.
Wow. Yeah, that's a pretty phenomenal potential improvement in efficiency. What other advantages does IVM offer?
So that performance gain, that directly translates to reduced latency, right? So the views can be updated much more quickly, which means that users and applications can get more up-to-date information. It also leads to lower resource consumption, so less demand on CPU, memory, I/O operations, compared to full recomputation. And then another significant advantage, especially with frameworks like DBSP, is the applicability to these complex queries. So, you know, traditional IBM techniques often struggled with queries that involve recursion or very complex aggregations, but DBSP kind of extends those capabilities to a much wider range of query languages. And then finally, you know, DBSP offers this automatic incrementalization, which is an algorithm that can automatically derive that incremental maintenance logic for a given query. So that significantly reduces the manual effort and the potential for errors as well. And this chain rule, as they call it, that's really powerful because it means that instead of having to figure out how to incrementally update this huge complex query all at once, you can break it down into these smaller pieces. You figure out how to incrementally update each of those pieces, and then you combine those incremental updates. So it makes building and maintaining these complex data pipelines much more manageable.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are some really, really compelling reasons to use IBM. But what about the downsides? What are some of the drawbacks, some of the things that people should be aware of?
Sure. So, you know, there are challenges, there are downsides, as with anything. I think one of the main ones can be implementation complexity. Yeah. In designing and implementing these correct and efficient IBM algorithms, particularly for really intricate queries, can be pretty tricky. And while frameworks like DBSP are trying to automate that process, the concepts can still be, you know, quite involved. Another potential downside is state maintenance. So incremental maintenance often requires storing additional state related to the view or, you know, intermediate computations. DBSP, for example, uses these delay operators, which need to store information from previous states, and that can increase the storage overhead that's required.
Right. So you're basically trading some processing power at query time for increased storage requirements and some complexity in the update logic.
Not necessarily more processing power overall, but there's definitely overhead associated with managing that incremental logic and maintaining the necessary state. Another point to consider is the overhead for infrequent updates. So, you know, if the underlying data changes very rarely, then that ongoing overhead of maintaining the incremental maintenance logic might actually outweigh the benefits compared to, you know, just recomputing the view from scratch occasionally. And then finally, you know, handling these non-monotonic queries, especially those that involve deletions or negation, those can be more complex in IBM. However, DBSP has this really elegant way of addressing this using these Z sets, which are essentially sets where elements can have integer weights, including negative weights to represent deletions. So the clever thing about Z sets is that they give us this one consistent way to think about both adding and removing data. So instead of treating, you know, insertions and deletions as these separate operations, we can just represent them as positive and negative weights in these sets. And this allows the DBSP framework to use a unified algebraic approach for incremental maintenance, which really simplifies the underlying logic.
Okay, great. So we've covered a lot of technical ground here. For someone with, you know, a somewhat technical understanding, what are the key takeaways? What should they really, you know, remember about incremental view maintenance?
Right. I think the most crucial thing to understand is that IVM is just, it's a fundamental technique for efficiently managing and analyzing data, especially when you have, you know, derived data sets, views that need to stay synchronized with, you know, frequently changing source data. Mm. So it's really the key to avoiding those performance bottlenecks and ensuring, you know, timely access to up-to-date information.
Absolutely. It's about being smart about how you update those derived data sets.
Exactly. And the DBSD framework, you know, it really represents this significant advancement in the field of IVM because it offers this novel, highly general approach based on modeling data changes as streams and leveraging these powerful algebraic properties. So its strength is really in its ability to handle this much broader range of query languages, including those with, you know, complex features like recursion, aggregation, in this automated and efficient manner.
So it's really expanding the possibilities of what can be efficiently maintained.
Exactly. Yeah. So the core principle in DBST is to work with streams of changes, mm-hmm. right? And use those operators like differentiation and integration to define and implement that incremental maintenance. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, a really key advantage is that the incremental update logic for a complex query can often be automatically derived from the incremental logic of its simpler subcomponents, which makes the development and maintenance of these systems much more manageable.
Yeah, that automation aspect sounds incredibly valuable.
It really is. And it's also important to note that DBSP utilizes these concepts like Z-sets, which provide this unified algebraic framework for handling both insertions and deletions incrementally. And that's a big step forward in dealing with these non-monotonic queries. even seemingly tricky operations like calculating distinct values have efficient incremental implementations in the DBSP framework. And then, you know, DBSP also extends to recursive queries, which enables those efficient incremental updates for things like, you know, transitive closures that we talked about. And it supports this rich variety of query constructs, including multisets, aggregations, you know, and linear aggregations are particularly efficient, grouping even streaming joins and window queries.
Wow. It really sounds like DBSP is pushing the boundaries of what's possible with this automated incremental view maintenance.
It is, yeah. But, you know, it's important to keep in mind that while IVM does offer, you know, substantial performance advantages, it can introduce complexity, you know, in terms of the implementation and then the need to manage this additional state. Yeah. Frameworks like DBSP do try to abstract away a lot of that complexity, but it's still valuable to understand the underlying principles there. And then finally, the fact that DBSP actually has an open source implementation in Rust and a SQL to DBSP compiler. It demonstrates that this isn't just some theoretical concept. It's actually a practical technology that, you know, is being actively developed and made available for real world use.
Yeah, it's always exciting to see, you know, research that actually translates into these practical tools. So in conclusion, I think, you know, understanding incremental view maintenance is just becoming increasingly essential in this data driven world that we live in, particularly as we're grappling with these larger and more dynamic data sets.
Absolutely. IVM, especially with, you know, these innovative frameworks like DBSP, it provides this really powerful toolkit for keeping our data insights fresh and responsive and efficient without being completely overwhelmed by, you know, those computational demands.
Yeah. And it's a really fascinating area where, you know, theoretical advancements are actually having these very, very tangible impacts on the performance and the scalability of the data systems that we rely on every day.
Yeah, for sure. And while some of the underlying mathematics can be, you know, quite sophisticated, that fundamental idea of just intelligently tracking and propagating changes is actually quite intuitive, and it really has implications far beyond, you know, just these traditional relational databases.
That's a great point. That's a great point to leave our listeners with. So think about all the data systems that you interact with every single day, right? Where might incremental view maintenance be quietly working behind the scenes, you know, contributing to the speed and the efficiency that you experience when you're, you know, looking at a real-time dashboard or getting personalized recommendations or even just searching through your email? It's probably happening in more places than you realize. And if you're interested in delving a little bit deeper into those technical details, I definitely encourage you to check out the research paper that we discussed and the open source DBSP project. We'll be sure to include some links in the show notes. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.